ever-changing world here of streaming and technology, the announcement's been made that Hulu will go away. Hulu is leaving us.
What?
What? How? What?
Disc. Wait.
No, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
What?
My wife just got Hulu 2 days ago so she could watch the new season of The Bear.
I'm bundled.
Biggie's bundled.
You just got bundled in there.
I'm bundled.
They announced yesterday the standalone Hulu app will be discontinued next year. It is owned by Disney and will be folded into the Disney Plus app. So imagine you watch The Bear.
Okay.
You watch The Bear on Disney Plus. You don't have Disney.
We don't have Disney Plus.
Well, you better get it. You're going to get The Bear. You got to get Disney Plus now.
Well, I'll tell you, it is weird when you log on to like Disney Plus, because I have a package where I have Hulu, Disney Plus, and HBO Max. Pay one price. But it's like when you log into any of them, it tries to get you to watch something from the other one.
I see that. I do see that.
Like, so Hulu will say, hey, you want to watch this Disney show? And I'll log into Disney for some. We'll be like, hey, you want to watch The Bear?
No.
No. I want it separate.
I just cannot live.
But equal.
I can't live in a world like this. I cannot.
It's getting too.
Do you think there's ever be a time when you could somehow maybe get all of your services in one?
One box.
One box. That sits underneath your TV.
Just with a wire that comes into your living room. And
do they have the technology for that?
Right. So you ban all this.
I can't even envision it.
Man, how would we do something like that? Where all the channels are all
together. You don't have to go hunting for shows.
Yeah, you just have it.
They're
come
just
to
there.
You. They're just there when you turn it on. Disney CEO Bob Iger says, this is going to be wonderful. Streamlined.
It's a giant middle finger to our customer base.
I'm bundled.
I'm bundled too, Jack. I can't live.
So which is worse, to be the bundler or the non-bundles? I guess in the non-bundles.
I guess.
Yeah.
Who can say?
Because you both have the Disney, right?
I do have Disney. Yeah. Yeah, we have that.
You know, I only have Disney. I don't really watch it for Star Wars stuff. When they put out a new Star Wars or sometimes a Marvel show, I let my mom use it for my nieces who are six. But if I was going to get rid of one, I can't. It's too tough.
We can't get rid of Disney now because it's going to be.
It's going to have the Hulu.
It's going to have The Bear on it.
Oh God!
Sick of paying all this money to watch one show. The only thing I pay for Disney and Hulu for is The Bear anyway.
Well, and ESPN's starting their own service. Although that might save me a little money.
I'm not getting that.
They bought the NFL packaging, right, or something?
They bought Red Zone.
Yeah, they bought the NFL Network and Red Zone, and the NFL now has a 10% stake in ESPN. Yeah.
And they announced yesterday, I told you I'm back into wrestling, going hardcore back into wrestling. They just announced that all the WWE specials, like pay-per-view style, they're currently on Peacock. Next year, they're going to be on that ESPN service.
I heard that ESPN, one of the big reasons they made this move now is when the TV contract comes up, for the NFL, how they like every 4 or 5 years, I think it's 2029. It comes up, and CBS gets this and Fox gets that. You know how that goes. That ESPN now will always have a seat at the table because the NFL owns part of ESPN. They'll never be like, oh, you got to pay more for Monday Night Football because NFL is in bed so much with ESPN now that they'll keep their rotation for the Super Bowls, like ABC and ESPN, and that Monday Night Football will never be in danger of going away.
I guess they kind of needed to.
Yeah, that's what they wanted, a total hookup with the NFL so that they could never be left out in the cold. Because sometimes networks get left out of those things. In fact, the NFL Network, another thing I read about this was NFL Network has never taken off the way they envisioned it doing. The NFL owns that network. Now ESPN just bought it. But the NFL always thought that would be a huge moneymaker for them, and it never has been. They started Thursday Night Football so they could put those games on NFL Network to attract viewers, and it never has been as profitable as they had hoped it would be. That's why they sold it. They've been trying to get somebody to buy it. ESPN bought it, but now they've also NFL has a stake in ESPN.
You two are bigger NFL fans than I'll ever be. Do you ever watch their programming during the week?
I used to.
In season, out of season?
I used to. I don't anymore.
I don't. I never have.
I know they do a Sunday in season pregame show.
They do.
And then a pregame show, right?
A lot of that. I gave up pregame shows. And when the Broncos were really good, I'm a Broncos fan. When they were like in the playoffs or going to the Super Bowl, I would watch it in the middle of the day on a Wednesday because they do a lot of Broncos coverage. Mm-hmm. You know, I would see that. But when my team is not as good, I never watch that. Although they do have pretty good draft coverage. Now they have so like when NFL draft comes along, I record ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network and see the analysis of every single pick the Broncos mm-hmm. make.
Have you done that for this year?
Yeah, I did do that this year.
Did you watch them all?
Yeah, I record what each analyst says.
But you sat down and then watch what you've recorded.
Yes, yes, about the Broncos. The Broncos okay. make a pick. The Broncos make a pick. So
not the full draft.
No, no. The Broncos make a pick, and I watch Mel Kiper on ESPN analyze that pick. Then I go to ABC, and I'll watch whoever they have over there analyzing the pick. Then I go to NFL Network and watch.
Okay, you're not crazy. For a second, I thought you'd watched.
Oh, okay.
You know, full coverage of all the rounds.
No, I picked
one. I thought you were nuts.
No, just I do it for analysis of the Broncos.
Yeah,
pick.
Of course.
And then I go to YouTube and see what their guys are saying about you. I want every single
and then
person,
the podcast verse,
the podcasters, and a couple days later, the write ups of the draft grades, and I go to through every single pick.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I'm saying. I like NFL Network's guys. So now that ESPN owns NFL Network, will there be a reason for Rich Eisen and his crew to be on NFL Network? Because ESPN's competing with them. They have Mel Kiper and Greenberg, you know, over there.
Well, I know Rich Eisen is already moving to ESPN.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Yeah.
That's probably part of it.
Out of market, and I heard that he's moving to their radio.
So will there be a separate NFL Network coverage of the draft and ESPN? Why would there be?
Well, yeah.
What's the point? You know?
Well, and you know what they'll do? Because ESPN will, part of this new service, they'll have all their channels available. They'll do it kind of like the Manning cast. You want to watch traditional draft here? Fine. Oh, yeah. You want to watch Rich Eisen? He's on ESPN3.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I guess. I suppose they'll just split it up.
Yeah. And where did ESPN get all this money?
I thought they were broke.
That's mm-hmm. they were firing all their main guys, and yeah. and everyone was saying how ESPN was going down the tubes. It was you know, not making any money.
Well, nobody watches SportsCenter anymore. I mean, yeah. that's mm-hmm. becoming irrelevant. It was 30 years ago. It was must see TV. Now it's become irrelevant. Let's get to something softer. This is too hard for me. That whole Hulu thing, man, that got me. That just,
I don't even know.
To wake up to that without a fridge cig? Come on.
Your day has started rough.
Awful. You don't even know the half of it. It's awful out there.
You got the fart ninjas. Hulu's, even though you don't watch it, is gone.
Gone. Folded in with the other thing. You have no idea.
You thought it was Oreos. It was fart ninjas. That's the worst.
The old bait and switch.
Talk about a bad trade.
Yeah.
That's the worst trade.
Yeah.
That's the worst trade since the Broncos got Russell Wilson. That's an awful trade.
Later at the gym, somebody would be like, I found out my grandma died. Oh, yeah. Well, this morning I thought I was getting Oreos, but it ended up being fart ninjas.
You hear that thing about Hulu? I'm on an edge. I'm on thin ice right now.
And what of Rich Eisen?
What about Rich Eisen? What's he going to
do? Please think of Rich Eisen.
Can we not think about this? Let me give you some words of encouragement. I love this. This is the softest soft copy you'll hear all week. Valerie Bertinelli's on the record. She says the best advice she ever got came from her hot and Cleveland co-star, Betty White, who told her, sweetheart, live every day with gratitude. You've got more than you deserve. And Valerie Bertinelli said, she's right. She said, I was complaining about my life. And Betty White said, suck it up. You're complaining too much.
Hmm.
Live with gratitude. Interestingly, and she said Betty White was the most wise, sweetest, warmest, most honest person she ever met. And it made me think of Sally Struthers. This is our previous softest soft copy of all time. Sally Struthers had a run-in with Betty White, and she said, she's not nice at all. Remember that?
Yeah.
Struthers went over to her house, and Betty White served cookies. And Sally Struthers, who's she's a little overweight, okay? She said, yeah, they put the cookies in front of us.
I didn't have such a great experience with her. Very passive-aggressive woman. We went to her house once to work on a pilot for a new game show. She asked her housekeeper to bring in a plate of whatever to us while we were all sitting and talking. A plate was set in the middle, and it was cookies, I think. So I reached for a cookie, and she said in front of everyone, oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you, dear. You don't need a cookie. Totally fat-shamed me in front of the rest of the people in the room. Aww. And I thought, gosh, that's not nice.
You hear that? That's on a podcast. You heard the podcast.
Wait till Struthers sits down. Then bring in the Toll House cookies. Put them in the middle of the table, but slide it slightly over to her side. And when she reaches for one, I'll make my move.
Oh, dear, you don't need a Toll House.
Oh, you don't want that, sweetheart. Come on.
Oh, honey, that's chocolate chip. Yeah.
You know, I have a feeling.
You want to be on TV? Honey, we're doing a game show.
No, that's not for you.
I have a feeling that Betty thought Struthers as a whole was below her. Like coming, you know, when they were like, hey, we got this new game show. She's like, great. They're like, talking to us, Sally Struthers. And she's like, I ain't being on a game show with Sally Struthers. I'm going to get her out of here.
But she was real, real nice to Valerie Burton.
She respects her.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Right. The last time we talked about Valerie Bertinelli, what didn't she say like 3, 4, 6 months ago? I'm going underground. I'm going off grid.
She did. She went off grid.
So she's back on the grid.
She's back on. She just couldn't stay off grid. Well, she was fat shamed. She was like shamed. Yeah. Somebody took a picture of her in a swimsuit and put it online. And she's like, I just can't deal with this anymore. She's like me without a fridge cig. I can't.
You can't even.
I can't even. Not today, Satan. I can't even. I can't do this. Here's someone struggling. Post Malone. Now, he's doing very well.
I was going to say, what's...
He's had a stalker who's been arrested for the 5th time. He lives in Cottonwood Heights, Utah, and there's a woman there named Cherish Gomer, and she jumped out in front of his car 3 days ago as he was trying to leave his home. It's the 5th time she's been caught lurking around his house and arrested for the 5th time. And there's nothing they can do. They put her in jail for a while, and they're like, don't you do that again.
Yeah, she's trespassing.
And she knows where he lives.
Yeah, and in her mind, she fully believes... Mm-hmm. Probably they're meant to be together. I just watched a movie. It's the number one movie on Peacock right now. It's called Borderline. It's a...
Well, I saw that on Biggie's Dime.
Yeah.
God, I can't even. You watching Peacock on Biggie's Password?
Yeah.
And I'm losing Hulu? I can't even.
It could have been better.
It could have been a lot better.
The
but
concept
was
good.
Yeah.
The lead crazy guy is fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
but the story kind of falls apart.
Is he a stalker?
Yeah, he's stalking. It's set in the 90s. He's stalking like a 90s pop star played by, she's the It Horror Girl.
She's like the low-rent Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
If you can't get Margot Robbie, that's who you get.
She's good in that Ready or she's in that movie Ready or Not. She's in a ton of horror movies. Yeah. Blonde-haired girl.
Okay, well,
yeah. I'll but take her. She plays really well. The stalker guy's great. Could have been much better, but it's a fun little ride.
All right.
But it makes you think. You know, and they show you from the stalker's mind, you know, he really believes that they're meant to be together. And I guarantee you, this lady is like in her mind going, oh, well, he knows me. He knows we're supposed to be together.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's apparently this is the 5th time now.
He knows everything about the in the movie. The guy knows everything about the woman, knows everything about her house, knows everything about her life.
The security guard, everything. Like he has conversations with the security guard like, oh, yeah, you know me. I know you.
Oh,
quit playing.
Oh.
And I guarantee you this lady's the same way.
And there are times in the movie where the stalker guy is so into his fantasy world that the people in front of him who aren't the hot blonde, he's talking to them as if they are the hot blonde.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Like he makes the hot blonde's NBA player boyfriend put on a wedding dress.
I'm intrigued.
And thinks it's her.
I'm intrigued by this.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth seeing for the lunatic's performance. Yeah. He is spectacular.
Short movie,
I don't even know his name.
Hour and a half.
My daughter and I can watch this.
Bingo.
This
perfect.
She loves a good stalker, crazy, horror-type movie.
A lot of blood.
That's, well, and I'm in. I'm in, and she's in.